Welcome to Celebration Voices, where each week we bring personal stories of hope, discovery, and of course, celebration. We will explore how celebrating every day creates a ripple effect that touches friends, neighbors, and strangers. I'm your host, Michelle Schaaf. Let's create a ripple effect. Hi, I'm Michelle Schaaf, and I'm here today with Keisha Lassane. She is the founder of A Pinch of Butter Blog, and she joins me today to talk about holidays and what celebrate every day means to her. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Being a National Day Ambassador is absolutely amazing. So just being here to talk about it and to share how I eat every day, and I use the calendar as my excuse to eat yummy foods every day, is amazing.
You know what? There are probably more food holidays on the calendar than any other event. And so it's perfect for you. My first question has to do with food holidays are your thing. Where does your interest in the culinary world come from?
My dad is... I love him with all my heart, but he is not the emotional, sensitive person that, you know, most parents are. He expresses his love and affection from food. He's the type of person that he'll cook you a grand breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever you need. And he'll sit it in front of you and watch you eat, and seeing the excitement and the joy on his face is how you know he's happy. And then once you finish eating, he gets up and just walks away. We could be in the middle of a deep conversation, and as soon as I take that last bite, he'll just get up and say, okay, but Dad, I'm not done.
Food is his love language.
The food is definitely my dad's love language, and that is how we bonded through the many years of me being a stubborn girl teenager to me now being an adult. The food is just how he expresses himself, so that made me appreciate food and making magic in the kitchen, having a meal with family and friends is just important to me now.
What is a typical meal your dad would serve with love?
This must have been my favorite meal when I was a kid, and I don't have the heart to tell him it's not my favorite anymore, but he still makes it, and I love every bite. Fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and baked beans.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
And honey biscuit. He always makes me honey biscuits, and absolutely. Even now that he's gotten a little older, sometimes he has to pull a chair up to the stove to cook these meals for me. And I'm like, Dad, you don't have to cook anything. And he tells me to go sit down at the table and wait for him to finish. Even though I'm almost 40 years old, he still, go sit down at the table and wait for me. I'll be done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's definitely love. Definitely love. So tell me about Pinch of Butter Blog.
No problem. A Pinch of Butter Blog is my passion, like this, it is my little baby. A Pinch of Butter Blog is restaurant reviews, kitchen mistakes, because sometimes I get in the kitchen and I think I'm creating magic and I make a bigger mess than I intended. And it's about making memories with the ones you love, kind of like my dad. Like I think I have now made food my love language, where I show people how I love you by creating a meal, having a meal with you. And that is what Pinch of Butter is about. It's about overcoming anxiety and going to a restaurant by myself and enjoying every single bite.
So tell me about going to restaurants by yourself. You know, that's something I can understand being an issue or a concern and causing anxiety. Who wants to eat alone? But you've mastered that through your blog.
Yes, I have. In the beginning, I would go by restaurants and be like, ooh, I want to try that. But then I don't have any, I don't want to say I don't have anyone, but with me being every 30 days, me being in a new city, there is just me. I didn't want to keep missing out. So I would, in the beginning, I would start with just a drink. I would make myself, okay, Keisha, one day this week, you're going to go and you're going to sit at the bar and have a drink, whether it's a water. And I'll start with that. That's how I started. I started with just having a drink, you know, at the restaurant by myself. And then I would start off with an appetizer, and no matter how uncomfortable I felt, I just made myself get through it. And when I got home, I was able to high five myself in the mirror and say, good job, Keisha. You made it through a meal. You made it through an appetizer. I know that sounds silly, but that's how I made it. That's how I got through going to restaurants by myself.
Has this led to then adventures at restaurants where you've discovered new foods or something like that?
Absolutely. And again, that's what A Pinch of Butter is about. Me just exploring, for example, Atlanta. That's where I'm originally live, is in Atlanta. And Atlanta is a food paradise. And being able to just go and try things that I've never thought of, things that I didn't know I needed in my life. And it's because I decided to try a restaurant that I couldn't have been able to go to if, you know, well, I don't want to go by myself. The only ones I have not, like restaurants I don't go to, is like ones that are romantic, and those I still have not adventured into going by myself yet. Give me a few more weeks or a few more months, I may try it.
Valentine's Day is around the corner. Love yourself.
I like that. I'm going to have to borrow that.
You can.
Thank you.
So, okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were on a roll, but you're talking about, you know, going to these restaurants and everything and celebrating food. How does that fit your mission to celebrate every day as a National Day Calendar Ambassador?
So everybody buckle up. This is going to be a sad but happy ending story, but I would love to share with you guys if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
About 6 years ago, due to bad decisions, money making, long story short, I became homeless. And I was homeless from maybe June of that year to maybe December. So for a few months, I was homeless. I'm living in my car, hotels, just surviving and still getting up, going to work every day. Well, during that time, me going into a restaurant used to make me, I used to feel like I was human for just those 20 to 30 minutes that I was eating a meal. The waitress never knew when she brought me that meal. I felt like I was like everybody else. I didn't feel like I had a struggle that I had to figure out once I got out of that restaurant. So every day I started celebrating what my meal was going to be. I couldn't wait to get into that restaurant to just feel like everybody else. So before I became a National Day Ambassador, I think I stumbled upon your website. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how I grew to love National Day Calendar, but I just started, ooh, tomorrow's going to be Cupcake Day, or tomorrow's going to be National Pie Day. And I made it. It felt special to me to be like, ooh, I don't know what the rest of this day is going to hold, but tomorrow I'm going to get up and celebrate National Day Calendar. And again, it was another form of me feeling normal. So I just kept doing that. And every day became an adventure to see how I could celebrate, how I could dedicate, how I could spend my focus on celebrating this particular day every single day. And it just became my lifestyle. It became a part of Keisha and a part of A Pinch of Butter.
I love that story. You've told it to me before, and I'm so glad you shared it today, because when you first told me about that and we talked about it, it's inspiring and it's moving. And you're right, it was sad. And I actually teared up just a little bit here as you were telling it, recalling our previous discussions. Keisha, you're inspiring. The story is inspiring. Pinch of Butter is inspiring. And I'm so glad, again, I'm going to say that again, that you're here today to share your story with us. So what does celebrate every day look like to you? How do you incorporate the celebrations into your lifestyle?
Again, it gives me something. And then now that we are dealing with the pandemic, and 2019 to 2022 has just been a complete blur. So giving us something to feel like we still connect and we still matter. And again, I know it sounds silly and simple, but being able to celebrate, ooh, today is National Taco Day. And me putting that up on my social media, and someone connecting that lives a million miles away that has never met me, and being able to say, ooh, I'm celebrating today as well. I put this on my tacos. And I'm like, ooh, well, I put this on my tacos. It makes us feel like we're just one big family, all in our living room, working from home now. And it just makes us feel like we're connected to each other, even though we can't hug anymore. We can't shake hands anymore. I feel like when I say this, everyone's going to laugh, but I feel like I'm an old school person where I grew up with human touch. And for the last 2 years, we really haven't been able to do that like we used to. So being able to connect with other people means so much to me. And I'm quite sure anybody else that has enjoyed National Day Calendar and enjoyed sharing these days feel the same way.
I agree with you. I've had a similar experience by working here. And so you're spot on there, I think.
One of the days I put up that I didn't know much about the holiday, I think it was Peking duck, I think it was. I had never experienced it before. And maybe a year ago, I think so. I put it up, you know, hey, today is National Peking Duck Day, but I know nothing about it. So I want somebody to celebrate to tell me about it. And I received so many emails, so many text messages, so many DMs, Instagram, like instant messages, people explaining to me what it is and how I should enjoy it, how I should give it a try. And it just made me feel like for once we were all connected.
I can see that happening.
It didn't matter who I was or what side of the track I was on or where I come from or my lifestyle. We all together had a connection over Peking duck.
Of all things, right? That's the unique quality of connecting through the days, through the national days. It's so much.
And National Day calendar has, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
That's one thing I love about being here and being a part of this is I get to connect with people that are VPs of major corporations, the moms that cook major meals, and sometimes they may get overwhelmed. And we all just become, no matter who you are, like I said, what side of the track you come from, we all are just connecting over this dish or this particular day.
We all need reasons to celebrate. We all need a little bit of good food in our lives to celebrate too. No, that makes a lot of sense to me. Speaking of National Food Days, coming up is National Peanut Butter Day.
Is that Peanut Butter Day?
Yeah, it's National Peanut Butter Day. It's coming up on the 24th of January. So I have a quick question. You don't have to know the answer. We'll reveal it later. What do Runner, Valencia, Spanish, and Virginia have in common? We'll think about that one. I'll give the answer at the end.
I know Virginia is known for peanuts.
It sure is. We've had a couple presidents too. President Carter and Jefferson, both were peanut farmers.
That is it.
I didn't know that. I learned that today. So one question I had was, what kinds of events and festivals that feed into the National Day celebrations have you attended or would recommend going to?
It's in April. I think April 12th or between the 12th and the 18th, somewhere in there, is National Grilled Cheese Day. Atlanta, every single year, except for maybe last year, they have a National Grilled Cheese Festival. Even though I was an adult, I think I needed someone with me to tell me, put that back, stop, no more grilled cheese for you. I think I tried every, because they had at least, I may be exaggerating, but at least 20 different types of grilled cheeses, sandwiches. Like, they had restaurants giving out samples. It was just an amazing event, and I gained 22 pounds. I'm blaming it on the grilled cheese sandwich festival.
I would too.
It was amazing. And there was one, and I cannot remember now. That was the first time I ever tried bacon jam, because there was a grilled cheese that had the grilled cheese with bacon jam on it. And I wish I remembered the restaurant. If you're listening, please let me know who you are and I'm on my way. Because the bacon jam was fantastic. I would have never thought to put bacon jam in a grilled cheese sandwich, but it was fantastic.
Do you get to Cleveland very often?
I have not, but if you give me a reason, I will.
Okay, there's a restaurant called The Melt, and it is all about grilled cheese.
The Melt.
Yeah. I had a friend take me there, and my husband, I don't even remember what I had, but I remember what my husband had, and he had a meatloaf sandwich that was piled with onions and grilled cheese, and it was this big. At least he could get his mouth around it. It was that big. It was so good.
And you said it's called The Melt in Cleveland?
The Melt
in Cleveland. I'm going to call my job and tell them I can't come to work today, that I'm heading to Cleveland for just a few days. That sounds amazing. Like, meatloaf is one of those things that I feel like I can create in my sleep, and I'm always adding different things to it. So to get a grilled cheese sandwich with meatloaf, I'm going to have to go look them up as soon as we get off of this call.
I think you should. I hope they're still there. It's been a few years since I've been there, but it's a great memory for me. So here's an off-the-wall question for you. If you had to give up either cheese, fruit, pastries, ice cream, or potatoes, which one would you give up and why?
Oof. You said fruit?
I just, yes, I put fruit in there, but there's cheese, pastry, ice cream, or potatoes.
Do not tell my mom, but definitely fruit.
Oh, definitely. My goodness. That one surprised me. I knew I made it a tough list.
Yes. Potatoes. I just joined Weight Watchers recently, and they have different things where you can have different, some types of potatoes, like once a week or something like that. And I think I have used every single one of those. Potatoes, that is my love language. Grilled cheeses is definitely my love language. Pastries, I think it would be between pastries and fruit. You know what? I changed that. Can I change?
Yes, you can.
I think I would go with pastries because I do like a good fruit.
So why would you eliminate pastries? Why is that not important on this list?
It is definitely important, but if I had to give one of those up, it would be pastries. So far, I have not found a good pastry that I have to, you know, write home to mom about. Not saying they're not out there. I just haven't tried one yet.
That's a challenge, everybody.
I think the only place that I've ever had a pastry that I was like, I'm going back, is in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. It's called Bernie's. They have like the croissants and they stuff like cream cheese inside them. And then they drizzle like chocolate or something over top of it.
I do like a good croissant myself. I do. So what is the most unusual food you've ever tried?
Wow. I would have to say, I think everything I've had is pretty normal. So I don't think I've had a really unusual. I know you're the person asking the questions, but I'm going to ask you, what is the weirdest?
Boy, I didn't even think about that when I wrote that question. I've had frog legs and things like that. I guess that would be unusual for me.
And how does that taste?
You like chicken.
Oh, so now I want to try. I just can't go to work today. I'm going to have to go get some frog legs and come to get some grilled cheese from the melt.
You know, I'm going to add to my answer while we're talking about marrow bone. It may be the most unusual food I've ever had, but my goodness, is it good? Have you ever had that?
Marrow bone?
Mm-hmm. So they cut it in half and you eat the, after it's cooked and roasted, you eat the marrow out of the center of the bone with crusty bread. It is really good. So now
I'm excited to try new things. This is,
you really aren't going to work today. Is there anything else you'd like to share today? Because I'm out of questions. We just know.
Let's see. I do have, I know this is a shameless plug, but I do have a YouTube channel now where I am now filming my adventures. While I'm eating alone. And sometimes I get involved and I start talking to the camera as if, you know, it's my guest at the table. So
I've seen that. So, you make me feel very welcome.
That is my goal. I want people to feel like they could come eat, sit down and have dinner with me. It's fine. My friends pick at me because sometimes I'll go to restaurants alone and end up meeting a friend. And they were like, how did you? I was like, well, they were by themselves. So I said hi and tell them to come over and have lunch with me. It drives me nuts.
What's the name of the blog again? Would you share that with us?
Yes. My blog is apinchofbutter.com.
And the YouTube channel?
Is also apinchofbutter.com. Well, YouTube, apinchofbutter.
Okay. Is there any other social medias that you have? You have Instagram?
Yes. I am on Instagram at, of course, Instagram, apinchofbutter. And then also Facebook, which is pinchofbutter instead of apinchofbutter. They wouldn't let me.
Thank you so much today, Keisha. I have enjoyed this conversation immensely.
Me too.
If you have anything else to add right before we go.
I just want to again tell you guys, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of the National Day Calendar family. It means a lot more to me than I can ever express in words. Like I said, you guys helped me get through a rough time in my life, and I would never be able to thank you or repay you.
We are so glad that you're a part of the National Day Calendar family. You are a joy to always talk with, and you share such amazing stories. Again, thank you so much for joining me today, Keisha.
Hi, it's Michelle again. We have a bonus episode this week on Celebration Voices. I'm joined by Angela Wickman, a pirate enthusiast and someone who celebrates every day.
I don't have a lot of pre-planned questions, but if you think of something that you'd like to share, just jump in and share that anytime. You've been an ambassador for about a year now?
Yeah.
And I know one of your favorite days is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
It is. Yeah. Why that's kind of what got it started for me. So
that's the one that got it started for you.
Yeah.
Why is that such a special day to you?
I love pirates. My elementary school mascot was a pirate. And I've loved them ever since. So before Pirates of the Caribbean, like, I loved pirates.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so really getting into it, I learned about International Talk Like a Pirate Day so many years ago. And so then I'm like, oh, where's this? And the National Day calendar, I'm like, oh, you can celebrate every day. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just kind of went from there.
Nice. I love how the one led to the other. And you incorporate these days, the things that you celebrate with your son, correct?
I do. Yeah. With everybody.
You and your son look like you have so much fun together.
Oh, thanks. I know I do.
So how do you share the celebrations with everyone else, like you just mentioned?
So I've got my calendar, you know, I'm like, oh, today's this, or, you know, we'll be walking around somewhere and somebody's like, oh yeah. Oh, I'm like, thanks for my coffee. And I'm like, oh, by the way, did you know today's National like Latte Day or something? They're like, no. And I'm like, yes. So just everything, but at work too, I've got that little desk calendar on my desk and we're always like, oh, so today is National, you know, this, or I try and make sure activities, try and put some of the important ones on our resident calendar. So like, they had an ugly Christmas party sweater day. I was like, yes, yes. So I try and make sure that they get certain ones on their calendars too. So we just bring it all around.
I see. And how do people respond when you bring those celebrations to them?
Most of them are like, no way, there's a latte day. And I'm like, oh, there's a day for everything. So we kind of go on. I'm like, what's your favorite thing? And I'm like, oh yeah, we can do it.
So you had the ugly Christmas sweater thing. Did everybody participate?
We had a decent group that came in. So they were cute. And then they decorated cookies and stuff. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah. They came with their shirts. It was so cute.
So here comes 2022. A whole new year. Sometimes we have new days. Sometimes we just shuffle them up a little bit, you know, because there's those floaters out there.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to celebrating every day in 2022?
Like days in particular, or
days in particular, or special events in your life, or how do you think you're going to incorporate the calendar into 2022? That's hard to say.
Right. Oh, I've had to write it down a few times too. It's hard to write. It doesn't go. I really take like my monthly calendar and I'll circle the days that I think, you know, it could be easy, you know. I'm like, I don't drink alcohol, so skip past those. All those days. Yeah. But then there's all those other fun ones. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, like Gingerbread House Day. I'm like, I've never built one all the way from scratch. And I was like, well, we'll just do that. And that's a whole different kind of way to celebrate it. And so I really like to, I'm like, oh my gosh, well, what can we do? Oatmeal Muffin Day. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love oatmeal muffins. Let's find a recipe and we'll make that. And then we're celebrating oatmeal muffins. And
have you learned new things by following the calendar?
Yes. Yeah. Again, new days. I'm like, oatmeal muffin, like, let me look at a recipe. And then maybe I'll find like other recipes from that same person from other things, or I've just got my little calendar here, but yeah, same thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't have ever thought about, you know,
One thing that happened to me when I first started working for the calendar is I discovered that there was a National Rubber Ducky Day. And so I started collecting rubber duckies. I have a whole slew of them that my grandson plays with now. Has anything like that happened to you?
No, not so much. I really like pirates. I love football and llamas. And so there's a llama day.
There's a couple football featured days.
Somebody's like, oh, hey, this. And they'll usually see things at the stores and bring things in, but nothing so like calendar like related. No, yeah. Just more like, oh my gosh, we can do this. Or we were planning, we took a trip to Yellowstone this year. And one of the days was blueberry muffin day. And I'm like, oh my God, that's perfect for camping. Blueberry, you wake up in the morning, you don't have to cook anything. Oh, we could celebrate blueberry muffins in Yellowstone. Like, that's so cool.
That's fun. What a memory too. So you've collected memories too, as you go and all of that. I'm looking at my questions here to make sure I'm not missing anything. What advice would you give to someone who would want to incorporate the national days into their lifestyle?
I would do kind of what I do. Look at the month calendar. You know, don't just stick with the day. You can kind of look at the month and then you can kind of plan like, oh my gosh, well, in 2 weeks, you know, oh, there's this one. Oh my gosh, there's this, or national, like, wear red day. And then I can tell like everybody, hey guys, on Friday, it's National Red Day. Well, like, wear red and stuff. So, you know, find something and kind of tell other people and you can super incorporate it.
It just becomes a community of events and things and people that you celebrate with.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always like, so what's today? And I'm like, well, today I'm like, nothing really. I'm like, oh, it's Yule log day. I'm like,
I've enjoyed really hearing your perspective on all of this. I'm trying to collect other ambassadors that will be interested in doing interviews. And Priscilla is one. I don't know if you're familiar with Priscilla Subramanian. She's on Instagram and she has the Positivity Vibe Tribe. I am just looking forward to a fun 2022 and interviewing all of you and getting you more exposure to as part of the mission behind this. But I want other people to see what you guys see. And
I'd love to hear their input too and see how I can maybe integrate some of their ideas too. So that'll be fun.
It'll be a fun way for everybody to share their impressions and experiences with National Days.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know until you ask or hear somebody else. You're like, oh yeah, let me do that. So love it.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking just a few minutes with me. I've enjoyed this so much. All right. You have a great evening and stay warm down there.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Good night.
You've been listening to Celebration Voices. Share your Celebrate Everyday stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us by email at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar. Share your Celebrate Everyday stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us by email at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar.